This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh, boy. There's going to be a line drawn in the studio today. There is a woman who's making headlines, yes, at least on the interwebs. She's giving her groomsmen at her wedding water guns filled with red wine because her sister has threatened to come to the wedding wearing a white dress. And the groomsmen have been instructed, if she shows up in a white dress, hit her with the squirt guns. So it turns the dress red, and she either has to be in a red dress or go change.
Okay.
My question to the room, why does it matter?
Because only the bride is supposed to be in
white.
Why? To be honest, I don't know
Because it's the picture of innocence. And the last time we had an innocent bride would have probably been in the dark ages.
Yeah, but it's still tradition to wear white. Like it doesn't matter what the reasoning is. The tradition is to wear white. Just like the tradition is to wear a tux. Even though it's like, I don't wear a tux.
Can I just ask you? Can I just ask you, so we don't let go of any traditions? Is that what we're doing?
No.
Oh, no. So we just pick and choose which traditions we get rid of.
Well, why would we get rid of this one?
Why did we get rid of a lot of them?
Why does it matter? It's what the bride wants to do on that day.
You can't say what everybody can and can't wear. If it's a summer wedding, like out on a beach, like to me, destination weddings.
Beach ones are different because I have seen where you do wear like that flowy, I forgot what that fabric is.
Linen?
Yeah. And like a lot of that is white. Yeah. So you kind of have a little more acceptance.
It's just my day. You have to wear black and be hot.
I'm sorry, your two weddings didn't work.
Oh my God. You did not get to call out. My divorce is.
I do.
No, you don't. I'm saying this. I think if we can pick and choose traditions to let go of, I think that's one of them let's pretend everyone at a wedding, men, women, children, it was like a Diddy white party. Am I allowed to say that still or no? It was like,
you can just say it's a white party. Okay. More people throw them.
Well, didn't it start with him though?
Feels like those kind of
started with him. Okay, but it's a white party. Everybody's there. And then here comes the bride in her dress. Is she not dressed better and the center of attention, period, just based on being the only person in the aisle, the one up front, like...
Yeah, and everyone knows it's her wedding, you would assume.
And her dress is worth $5,000 and you're wearing something from Ross. Relax. Like, if you're the bride, you don't...
It's got a yellow tinge to it then.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I don't think we have to... You're going to be pretty when you get married, no matter what, Aaron. You don't have to, like, restrict everybody else.
It's not restricting.
It is.
No, it's
just... I look great in white. I
don't. You don't.
I do. I don't. I do.
I just wonder, why does her sister want it? What's the motivation to wanting to do this? I mean, if she does... I think it's pretty reasonable to go, I want to be the one in the white dress. It's my wedding. I just want to be the one.
If you are wearing white to a wedding that isn't yours and the bride had said no, you are doing that to steal attention. You are a bad person.
Yeah,
yes, you are.
I agree. Yeah. What is the other reason? I'm hot? Grow up. Get a fan.
All I'm saying is the more you push, like, notice me, the more you're psycho. Like, I need to be the only one wearing this one color. That's so dumb. Don't you see the absurdity of that? Like it's
no,
gone too far.
I don't. I don't. I truly do not. Did any of your friends or ex-wife's friends wear white to either wedding?
No.
But exactly, because they respect the bride.
But
you just don't do that.
They probably didn't want to wear white, but if they did, I don't think it's as big a deal. I think we make things a bigger deal by making them a bigger deal. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but if somebody showed up in white and you're just like, oh, okay. I mean, whatever. Great. Who cares? But by you worrying about it, if this girl shows up in white, will the bride not still be the center of attention?
She will, but it's still just a respect thing.
I agree. It's just respect. And also, you're making it a bigger deal, but also the person who's showing up to a wedding wearing white, they know it's a big deal. So they're playing into it. Like, there's no undoing this big deal.
But somebody has to be the trailblazer to get rid of outdated traditions. Like, the idea, again, it's, you guys sit here.
I don't think this is outdated.
It's completely outdated.
No.
If you know the reasoning behind it, she's a virgin.
Well, yeah, and Queen Victoria wore white, and that's what popularized it. So, whatever. It's just a cool dress.
You Googled that. Don't act like you were.
No, I did.
I've been sitting on this knowledge.
No, I absolutely Googled it.
It's like the picture of innocence. I'm just saying, we've let go of so many things.
Yeah,
it's tradition to say, I will obey my husband.
We let go of that idea that it is about innocence. It's just what you wear now.
303. Listen. I'm going to give this number, but if you just text to blast me. Okay, no, I don't care. Go
ahead.
Do
it. Blast me.
303-222-5423. I am partially just taking the straw man to this thing, but I'm also, it's like we've eradicated what weddings used to be. We have. They used to have all this obey, and it's like there's a dowry and all this stuff. And might I say that I am thrilled that all of those traditions are gone. The idea of still saying obey is the dumbest thing I've ever. You're not his servant. Like, your dad is not handing you over to him and go take care of him now. That's not what really happens.
But I agree with that. But I just think then you get married in a different way. If you want to follow this tradition, then that's that tradition. And whatever the religion is, whatever then you do something different. If you don't want that, you don't just let's just get rid of everything. It's like, well, now there's nothing left of any of these traditions.
I'm saying you can still wear white to your wedding, even though it no longer represents what it used to represent. I'm saying, go ahead, go for it. Wear white to your wedding. But so can I. So can I.
No.
You don't have to be
you
the only one.
You want to wear a white dress to a wedding?
I have a wedding coming up and I have the perfect gown.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.